fall.
Hello. Wow. This is new. If you've not been here before, this is new. If you've been here before, you know this is new. Lights, nice 4K camera, decent sound microphone, comfortable chair. I'm not in the kitchen anymore, not in the sauna house either. This is a short video. I just wanted to do something because in the next 2 weeks, I would have created 300 videos for the channel Improve Your Voice. And those 300 videos have had a watch time of 200,000 hours. And those videos would have made 45 million impressions on people, which is the same population as Spain, which is absolutely crazy. But what's most important, and the reason I'm making this video, is that in the next 2 weeks, this channel will have reached 100,000 subscribers. And so, what I wanted to do right now, while I've got the chance, is to say thank you. Thank you for giving me your time. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for your loyalty. Because without it, I may not have even got past the first 15 videos. In the last 3.5 years, I've been working on this channel, as I've been working in other areas of my life, and it seems to have taken up more and more of my time. And I've got to the point now where I've seen such growth, and I've heard from you, I've listened back, and I've had conversations, and I have clients that I work with all through the channel, that I'm so grateful. And I just wanted to take this opportunity to say that. I will make a video to celebrate when I reach the 100,000, which is very soon. But right now, I just wanted to say thank you. And I promise to continue, and I promise to bring you more, and I promise to bring you better, insightful, more in-depth and inspirational videos that hopefully will go further than what I've done before. In the past, I've put things together in the best way I can, and now I've learned so much more, and I'm going to be going back to old videos and remaking them with more detail. And hopefully this is just going to give you more insight into how you can improve your voice, because I really am grateful and touched that I've got this far. It's an honor. It's such a privilege. So, as a way of saying thank you, to leave you today, I'm just going to read a poem for you. This was hanging on my mum's wall at home, and I took it when I moved out many, many years ago. And I've kept it, and I'm putting it up in here so I can keep it close by. It's a poem by Max Ehrmann, and it's called Desiderata. And I want to read it because many people that come on this channel suffer from great lack of confidence about how they feel about themselves and their voice. And I've always found this poem to be quite inspirational and quite motivational as well. And so I want to share it with you, and that will be the end of this video. So it's just a thank you, and without further ado, Desiderata. Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others. Even the dull and ignorant, they too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons, they are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially, do not feign affection, neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labours and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.